Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
That voice you heard was Kirk Cignetti, head coach, Indiana football. Only the head coach for the last 2 years. That was his introductory press conference. He's obviously very confident. Bordering on arrogant, I would say.
His introductory press conference.
Yeah.
Like, day one.
Yep.
He'd only played at the coached at the lower levels, I'm guessing.
Yep.
I don't know where he was at before.
He's been working
Indiana,
his way up. James Madison. There was an IUP in there at some point. But he gets to Indiana.
I bet you there were some chuckles in the...
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
But he was arrogant. He was confident. Google him. He just wins. That was 2 years ago.
Oof.
Tomorrow night, the number one ranked Indiana Hoosiers.
football or basketball?
No, football. Not basketball. That's a basketball
And by
state.
The way, You're Andy, right. If you do Google him, the first article that comes up is a New York Times piece titled, I played for Kurt Cignetti. Yes, he's never happy. Here's why that's a good thing.
He's never happy, but the fans of his team are, the players on his team are, because in his first year, Ted Johnson... So he took over a 3-win football team. They won 3 games the year before he arrived, actually. You know how many games they won his first season? That would be 2024.
I don't know. I have no clue.
That'd be 11. That'd be 11 games.
Wow.
You know how many games they've won this year so far?
I think they've won every game, haven't they?
14. 14.
14.
25 wins in his first 2 years for the Indiana Hoosiers football team, not the basketball team.
Damn.
That matches Indiana football from the previous 5 years combined. They had 2 seasons, Ted, in which they'd won 6 or more games since 1993.
That's insane.
That's how bad that program is.
Oh, just,
wait, what conference are they in? Is it
an
easy?
They're the Big Ten, baby.
Oh, so it's not just a walkover conference if you get
considered,
good?
Some people think it's better than the SEC.
So that means like Ohio State, that means Michigan. Oregon's in there now. Penn State's in there. Iowa's in there. So Kurt Cignetti, in 2 years, has won 25 games after taking over a 3-win program at Indiana. So let's compare that to a guy who seems like he's very arrogant and accomplished and confident, Bill Belichick. He took over at the University of North Carolina.
I'm glad you're doing this, not me.
Nope, it's not you. This is all me.
Wow.
Maybe I'm piling on or maybe I'm stating facts. I don't know.
Stating facts, I would think.
So some of the years before Bill Belichick arrived, they won 9 games, 8 games, 6 games was the low point. So they fired Mac Brown. Okay, you only won 6 games. You got to go. Bill Belichick won 4 games in his first year at the University of North Carolina. So I heard questions. Part of the reasoning was, he didn't know how to get talent or talent. Something. Did you know that there's 4 teams playing this week in the college football playoff? There's 4 teams. 3 of the 4 teams have a number of 5-star recruits. Do you know the one team that doesn't have any 5-star recruits?
Is that the Indiana Hoosiers?
Oh, that would be the 14-win Indiana Hoosiers. They have a Heisman quarterback. He just wasn't a 5-star recruit back in the day. So he doesn't have perceived the truly elite talent. Seems like he's a program builder. Seems like he's a winner. Seems like he's preparing guys in the right way. Maybe they don't always love him. Maybe he's tough to please based on the first article you found on Google.
Does he win?
He wins. Google him. He just wins. It's actually what he does.
And by the way, this is great.
This is interesting.
You deep dive it a little further on him. Ready for it? Here's his coaching resume, if you will. Served as head coach at Indiana University of Pennsylvania from 2011 to 2016.
Pennsylvania.
Then down to North Carolina to the football powerhouse that is Elon University.
Hey, they're in the CAA. Love them.
Then to James Madison.
People love that school, man.
They really do. One of my cousins went there and loved it. It's like the Ithaca of the South. People that go there are like, it's the greatest place on earth.
Yeah.
And then to James Madison before making his way to Indiana.
Probably. So no one thought he was the greatest coach of all time when he was hired at Indiana, but after 25 wins over two seasons, I bet you they think he's the greatest coach they've ever seen. I believe, Ted, they also gave him somewhere in the range of $90 million.
They gave him, after 2 years, an 8-year, $93
million makes $11.6 million average annual value.
And I believe he also has one of those kickers that if others pass him up, he always has to be like a top three paid coach or something.
Where does Indiana University get the money to pay Kurt Cignetti?
Mark Cuban's one of them. Apparently he's an alum.
Oh, is he an alum?
Apparently he's an alum that's putting some money into
the
program.
But can you imagine a school like Indiana all of a sudden has a great football program, like overnight? Like what that has to do to get your fan base and your student body like excited?
Yep.
Like, I mean, how many people are going to be? It's going to be harder. The rate to get in.
Yep.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be harder to go to school there now.
Absolutely,
because everybody's going to want to be going there. It raises your profile of your school so much. There's almost no money's enough, right? In a sense.
So how is it that Kurt Cignetti comes in and wins immediately at Indiana with tougher competition, theoretically lesser talent? And North Carolina brought in the greatest football coach in the history of the world, his million-dollar general manager in Mike Lombardi, who was going to make it an NFL program. He was building an NFL
33rd,
program. Yeah, the
33rd team.
Is that
tone I detect?
It's a little bit of tone. Because
these guys, you, not me.
I just want to point out, I think both these men are very arrogant and overconfident and whatever. But one backs it up, right? Over the last 2 years, you can't back it up much better than Kurt Cignetti, right? And the other guy is, and he's saying, well, you know, it takes a few years to build. Well, does it take a few years to build a program? Because Kurt Cignetti just did it.
That's right.
He went from James Madison to Indiana to the national championship. He will be playing Friday night with a chance to go to the national championship game.
This can't be real. These guys are that. And then what they did to Alabama is like, poof, woo, baby.
The other thing I love about
him,
and this may actually be a little bit of a Belichickian thing, he brings all his guys with him. I believe both his offensive and defensive coordinator go all the way back to Elon. He's just been bumping them
That's how Bill used to be, but not anymore, man. Right. He hasn't been that way in a long time.
Unless your last name is Belichick.
Right. And there's inherent problems with that, right? So I just think that's a fascinating story.
I do, too, and I just think...
Good for him.
All the... And Stiz, I'd like to pull you in here, so the carrots and the celery that you're snacking on back there. You're the ultimate believer in Bill Belichick, right? The information that I just presented to you, that Kurt Cignetti, who I believe, since you never heard of Kirby Smart, I'm guessing you never heard of Kurt Cignetti. I believe you've never heard. He's won 25 games in his first 2 years at Indiana after they won three. How do you explain, rationalize, excuse that difference between Bill Belichick at North Carolina, Kurt Cignetti at Indiana?
I said it earlier in the year. I don't think that North Carolina paid all this money to Bill Belichick and crew, thinking that in 1 year everything was going to turn around undefeated. I think the Bill Belichick he's building his program, and I think it takes time, and I think the administrators at North Carolina know that. So I think, you know, next year, the following year is going to be a big test. And, you know, a lot of season left.
So Belichick football teams are like barbecue, low and slow. We're going to build it low. Whereas Kurt Cignetti comes in with a flamethrower, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, wouldn't every school in America want to win 11 games right out the gates after winning three?
It's way better. It's much better to lose a bunch first.
Then build your way back up. Are you implying that what Kurt Cignetti is doing is not sustainable, that he won't keep winning, that this is some, like, you know, burn hot, but burn out?
I'm saying it's not apples to apples.
Why isn't it? You're right. North Carolina was a much better team before Bill got there than Indiana was when Cignetti got there.
Uh-oh.
Stiz, did I lose you?
No, something's not working. He's pressing the button.
Was it fair to say that the Indiana, when he took over the Indiana program, had lesser players than North Carolina had?
Yes.
And is it fair to say that Indiana plays tougher competition than North Carolina does?
Ted, I'm glad you brought that up. That was the next thing I wanted to say. Bill Belichick has to go through Clemson, that's down.
Wait, Wake Forest, man. That's tough.
Wake Forest, you know? NC State,
Duke. Oh, wait. Oh, his whole goal was to beat Duke. Did he beat Duke?
But wait a minute. This Cignetti character, he was a college coach.
What is this, a mafia? You're not looking at
he
a mafia
He was a college
lineup.
Coach his whole career,
so
right?
that's the difference. That's
Bill,
the
this is
difference.
Bill's first year in the college program. He's
hold
never
on a second.
Done it.
How
give
much
him a break.
Yeah. Stiz, but how much does the game change going like go taking a step
NIL
down
NIL portals, trying to get people to come commit for your team? I would say it's a lot different.
So it's more like the pro game now than it's ever been.
Yeah.
The free agency. The college game is more like a pro game than it's ever
been. Listen, I
first
remember
of all, yes, because Lombardi said that. Lombardi, your guy, your GM actually said
that. You should
that.
Be proud
But
of
I
you.
Remember at the beginning, before this North Carolina experiment got off, I remember
experiment?
You people.
A $50 million experiment?
You people saying, oh, this is, he thinks he's just going to go and succeed, and this is a whole different ball game. So you're saying two things out of both sides of your mouth.
But I'm quoting them. And I actually agree with it. I do think college is, it's not the same as, it's actually worse than the NFL, but it's more pro-like. It's agents.
They're negotiating contracts.
Do they you play just with saw the, today the Washington quarterback, his agent dropped him because he screwed it up and committed to them and then wanted to go to the other. It's a lot like the NFL now. But the reality is Bill went in there swinging his big, you know what, his $50 million
notebook.
Contract and his $1 million GM, and I want my son.
And his 24-year-old
right,
you know,
and the whole thing. Yeah. And Kurt Cignetti has Indiana playing for the right to be in the national championship. Mm-hmm. And my only point is, Bill can tell you, Stiz, and you can buy it. Not everybody will, that it's a slow build, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. You don't. You got to win quickly in college football, and Bill Belichick hasn't so far. But I did want to use this as the leaping off point to a quick discussion. I know we're in Boston, and we don't have any teams in the college football playoff. But if you look at the ratings, I told you this the other day, all the games were over like 20 million. Mm-hmm. These are fun games, the expanded playoff, four Nick Saban assistants, which, all right, I'm piling on now. So Nick Saban has assistant coaches that all of them are successful. All of them are successful.
All of them.
They're all vying
all
for a national championship.
All four coaches in this national championship come from the Saban tree.
Nick Saban also evolved with the times, realized you got to do more than play defense to win championships, started recruiting guys like Julio Jones and elite wide receivers to try to win with offense.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
He brought in offensive-minded coordinators.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't just hire the special teams. Right, no.
Right.
Instead of taking the special teams coach and making him.
He went and got
Lane Kiffin. Yeah. He went and got Steve Sarkisian.
Sable.
He wasn't offended.
Billy O'Brien went down
Absolutely.
There.
Brought them all in. Is Nick Saban the best head football coach of this generation, and is it not even close based on all the factors? He won the championship, so don't get out of the ring.
Best head
whatever.
Football coach at the college level?
No.
No, in football.
Football. Since we're now blending make the argument for Bill.
Bill Belichick won 6 Super Bowls.
With one guy, one coach.
Okay,
one
but it doesn't matter. That's
no, it matters.
One
quarterback.
Who's the best coach? Bill Belichick.
So Nick Saban, six titles?
How many different quarterbacks?
With a boatload.
But it's
some of them he used 2 quarterbacks in the same run. He benched one and put the other in.
I mean,
I'll entertain all the Belichick slander as it relates to bad decision or Belichick debates, if you will, or Belichick criticisms in regards to his misgivings, bad decisions that he made along the way, ways that he treated former Alabama quarterbacks towards the end of his tenure in New England. But it's like this region or large factions of this region just completely forgot how good he was for a long stretch.
Bill's phenomenal head coach.
Saban's the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But Bill did it at the pro level, and I think the pro level was a little harder. And yes, he did it with a quarterback. Mm. Other elements of the roster changed, Ted.
I don't think it's harder. I don't. I think there's way more teams in college than there is in the pros. He did it with different quarterbacks, which Bill has not shown that he can do.
Saban didn't do much better at the pro level than Belichick has done thus far at the collegiate level.
I mean, that's fair to go into that, but yep. I think you can make an argument that Saban is the best football coach.
I do too.
I do.
And I think for whatever you value it, the fact that all these assistants go on to be like Kirby Smart is another Saban assistant. Like all these assistants go on to be really successful. Like if you included Lane Kiffin, he's going to be at LSU. He built a tree.
And would you say a coaching tree is one of the most important factors in determining who a great coach is the tree. Bill Walsh, great coach, coaching
great
tree.
Great tree.
Right?
Yeah.
Shanahan.
Well, there's two lines of thought there, because some people think it actually buffs up Belichick's success.
That Saban that his coaching assistants tree stink. Is
because if you think his assistants aren't good, it means he did everything. That's the line of thought for some people, right? Fair or not. They think all these guys fall on their faces when they leave Bill.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
That means Bill was the brains of the operation. That's how some people, I don't believe that. I think Nick Saban is preparing and helping. And Kurt Cignetti said, there was a quote this week, I learned more in one season with Nick Saban than I had in 27 years of assistant coaching. So those are the guys, take it from the horse. Yes,
that's isn't Saban, though, under Bill's tree?
Not really. He was already kind of established. They were young.
He was there with him in Cleveland.
He was his defensive coordinator in Cleveland. So yes, if you want to play that game, your best play might be to say
they were
that
equals before
Wait,
that
now
at
you
Michigan
guys are
State.
Poo-pooing.
Bill Belichick has done it again.
Do you think Bill Belichick or the Nick Saban would say, "I'm from the Bill Belichick tree"?
No, I do not. And I don't even think, as arrogant as he is, if you could get truth serum, I don't think Belichick would say he's from my tree.
Right.
Because he has said, I learned more from Nick working with him than I did the other way around kind of thing.
Can I give you one opinion on, on that, why I think there's a big difference between, what's his name, Cignetti?
Cignetti. Yep.
Kurt Cignetti and Belichick is, to be a really great college football coach, you got to motivate kids.
Right.
Like Belichick, he doesn't like to motivate. Like, you know, a little of the stuff with the parade route, okay, that's a little bit here and there, but the last thing he wants to do is motivate. College coaches always are focused on how to motivate and get the most out of their kids. And I don't think Bill has the time or the inclination to want to do that.
Right. 617-779-7937. We've elicited some reactions, at least from people named Brian. So let's go first to Brian in the car, wants to talk about Indiana. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, fellas? Shower beers, gentlemen, shower beers.
Thank you.
Just wanted to make an interesting point I saw on the old Facebook the other day was the age of the Indiana players. I saw a quick stat that they had numerous guys, right, 4, 5, 6 years of college experience. Ted, you just mentioned, you know, motivating kids. I don't think Indiana has too many kids on their roster. I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts as, you know, how much age at that level would play into it at 24 years old versus 18-year-old kids.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Yeah, I mean, there's old kids playing on a lot of these teams, and they all have the same opportunity. They were all available. Like, right now, they're all available in the portal.
Yeah.
I saw somebody just signed a 30-year-old punter from Australia from the portal, blah, blah, blah.
Crazy.
They were playing on the same equal playing field. And I got to think, prior to now, I don't know what it is now, Bill's budget was similar. Remember they were talking about how they doubled the investment? It was 20-something million dollars he was going to have to spend.
I heard 20, yeah.
Okay, so $20 million in the portal. Did he get return on investment? Because I'll tell you who did, Kurt Cignetti. Now, maybe you just say he was in the college game. It's not fair. Although, he was at James Madison. It's not like he was recruiting all these SEC players that he had played against.
They're a college football playoff powerhouse.
But it was still college football. It's still college football.
So, it is.
Can I just read a quick quote from Nick Saban? Quote, Nick Saban, I think that working for Bill Belichick helped me the most in regard to building a strong coaching staff. Nope. He really was the first person that defined the expectation for what he wanted everybody in the organization to do, whether they were personnel, whether you were a coach, or whether a defensive coordinator. That made my job so much easier, and it made me grow as a coach because I knew exactly what was expected.
Mm. Okay, sure. There's no doubt in my mind Nick Saban learned something from Bill Belichick. Just like Bill Belichick learned something from Parcells and...
The AI overview says Bill Belichick holds immense respect for Nick Saban, viewing him as the best in football, having learned significantly from him about defense, man-to-man, 4-3, and program building during their time together in Cleveland.
Are you guys having an AI blank measuring contest?
Well, Chip says. Oh, my God. Are we really?
Is this an AI fight live on the air?
All right, this is Gemini versus Grok. Go.
All right, let's go back to the phones for another Brian. Brian in Tewksbury, what's up?
Hey, so I had a couple of points to make since you were just talking about the Saban thing. Bill got one first-round draft pick a year. Saban had, what, 11 on every team he coached? And I think Saban's great, but that's the difference between the college and the pro thing. Come on.
All right, thanks for the call, Brian. No, there's differences. I agree. Mm. There's definitely different landscapes. Now, I mean, Bill had those 11 first-round picks this past year and didn't use them very well. He treated them like his first-round picks in New England because he got no return on investment out of any of those 11 first-round picks at University of North Carolina. He was not able to turn the
Everybody knows the real values in the second round, right,
Yeah,
Chad?
Yeah. The second-round value, baby. Unless it's Cincinnati, then you don't want that value. That's bad value for Cincinnati. 617-779-7937. College football playoffs are underway tonight. A game tomorrow. A game. Kurt Cignetti.
I'm interested.
Somebody from the Nick Saban coaching tree will be coaching one of the two teams tonight.
Okay,
Mario Cristobal.
Yeah,
for Miami. Yes,
all four of them are. That's why we're talking about this.
Actually, no. Oh my God. And so is the other guy. Oh my God.
All four of them.
Unbelievable.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for joining us for the 4:30 segment.
Guys, it's such an onslaught of Belichick negativity that eventually
you just
get drowned.
I did.
I couldn't listen to it.
Huh?
I went into space for a while.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls because, yes, we talked about Bill Belichick, and that means people like Stiz are going to get defensive. They got to defend their guy and his legacy. God forbid you admit anyone else is good. Your phone calls and more football chatter up next. 445, reminder, pending. Andrew Razor Raycroft here on WEEI Afternoons talking about those Bruins that are struggling a little bit. That's all next here on WEEI.